Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we begin the new Hilchas Beis Hamikdash, the laws of when someone enters into the temple, which is the third out of the ninth halachas in this Sefer of Avodah in the Book of Service. Which Rambam tells us, Yesh Bechlol and Chamisha Asim Mitzvahs, in the category are 15 mitzvahs, Shtei Mitzvahs Asay, two positive commandments, Ushleisha Asim Mitzvahs Leis Asay, and 13 negative prohibitions, and these are the specifics. Aleph number one, Shlei Konis Koin Shikol Mikdash, a coin that's intoxicated should not enter into the temple. Beis number two, Shlei Konis Boi Koin Peru Roish, a coin who has disheveled head of hair should not enter also. Number Gimel, number three, Shlei Konis Boi Koin Kuru Begodim, that a coin who has torn garments should also not enter into the temple. Dalet number four, Shlei Konis Koin Bechaleis Lehechel, a coin should not enter whenever he wants to into the sanctuary. Hey, number five, Shlei Yitzi Koin Min Amikdash Beshas Avodah, the coin should not leave from the Beis Amikdash during the time when he's doing the service. Vav number six, L'shaleich Tmei Min Amikdash, to send away those who are ritually impure from the Beis Amikdash. Zayin number seven, Shlei Konis Tamal Amikdash, that a Tamei person should not enter into the Beis Amikdash. Ches number eight, Shlei Konis Tamal Harabai, someone who's Tamei should not enter into the Temple Mount. Test number nine, Shlei Shamash Tamei should not do the Avodah when he's Tamei. Yud number 10, Shlei Shamash Tvul Yoim, he shouldn't do the Avodah even if he already immersed himself, but he didn't yet have sundown, he was called immersed of that day. Yudav number 11, Lekadish HaOivid, the one who's doing the Avodah should sanctify Yodav V'raglov, his hands and his feet. Yud Beis number 12, Shlei Konis Balmum Lehechel Ol Mizbeach, that the person who's blemished, that kain, should not enter into the area of the sanctuary and Ol Mizbeach to the area of the Mizbeach. Yud Gimel number 13, Shlei Lavid Balmum, he shouldn't do the Avodah when he's a blemish. Yudal number 14, Shlei Yavid Balmum Oiver, that even a blemished person that only has a temporary passing blemish should not do the Avodah. And Tezvav number 15, Shlei Yavid Zar, that a foreigner, a non-kain, should not do the Avodah. Ubeir mitzvahs el peragam elo, and the explanation of these mitzvahs are in these chapters, which we begin Perek Rishon, the fourth chapter, which discusses regarding the prohibition of a kohen at the time when he's coming into the Beis Hamikdash. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, first what the prohibition is regarding the consequences in regards to the avodah, and also regarding to the punishment of the one who's violating this prohibition. Halacha Aleph, kol kohen hakashal avodah. So, and specifically, a kohen that's valid to do the avodah, contrast to a chalal. Im shasa yayin, if he drank wine, it's forbidden for him to enter into the area of the altar and within that area. And the nichnas va'avad, if he entered and he did the avoida, which, again, the reason why we're talking about going to the avoida is because if he just entered, that wouldn't be as much as a penalty as we're discussing of being chayv misa. But avoidas ibsula, his service that he did is invalid. But chayv misa v'deshamayim, he's liable for death at the hands of heaven, which specifically those things that, like, even if a zar did it, he would be chayv misa. Shemek says in the pasuk in the Yikub Alei Samusu that it warns you not to drink wine and says so that you don't die, which the inference is if you do then you're going to die. Now Behusha Shasa, and this is specifically if he drank revius, a quarter of a log of yayin chay of undiluted wine bevas achas at the same time, because that would actually intoxicate him, and it has to be miyayin shabul abam yam, from wine that has already age at least 40 days, because less than that it wouldn't intoxicate either. Because avalim shasa pachas revius, if he drank less than a quarter of a log of wine. Oh, he drank revis, but he didn't drink it in one shot. Oh, he diluted in wine, in water. Oh, he drank wine from the flask, but within 40 days of when it was squeezed, and that's afili yasim revis, then even if he drank more than revis, but he'd be exempt. It would be forbidden, but it would be exempt from the liability. It wouldn't desecrate the service that he did. Now, shasa yasim revis, but if he drank more than revis of the wine, even though it was diluted, and even if he stopped and he did a little bit at a time, then chayiv mitzah, he would be liable for death, and that would invalidate the avodah. Now, Halacha Beis, what does this include regarding the isser of shtuya yayin, of coming into the Beis Hamikdash to do the avodah in a state of intoxication? So, let's say he was intoxicated, inebriated from other alcoholic or other intoxicating beverages. So, as the Kansal Mikdash, he's not allowed to enter into the Beis Hamikdash. If he came in and he did the avodah v'shikr and he was intoxicated from other intoxicating beverages, even from milk or from pressed figs, there's a like he's going to get lashes, but his avodah is going to be kosher. Because the liability of death is that's only specifically wine when during the avodah. And the emechal avodah, it's not considered desecrating the service, and again, only if he's intoxicated from the wine. A similar application of this halacha gimel is for something different. K'shem sha'as l'koin, l'kanes l'mikdash b'nei ha'shikr, it's just like a koin is not allowed to enter the mikdash because he's intoxicated. Kach asu l'chal adam, so too is forbidden for every single person, ben koin, ben yisol, whether koin or not a koin, l'hoyres, to give a halachic ruling, k'shem sha'as l'koin, when he's drunk. falachol tamar. Even if he dates or shas achal, he drank milk. And the shtab shadayt mat, and his consciousness, his thought has been a little bit disrupted. Al yairin, he should not give a ruling. Shem like it says in the pasuk, ulahari says bnei Yisrael says we had to give a ruling for the Jewish people, which are also have the same limitations. Now, b'mahari b'davish u'mefurish b'tibra. Let's say he gave a ruling for something that's explicit in the Torah. Actually, who had tzedakim, that even the tzedukim who deny the oral law, they just go whatever, however it's written in the written law, and even they would agree to it because it's like an explicit verse, then it would be permitted. And the reason is, Kagoyim, for example, let's say he rules that sheretz, a dead bug, which are specific sherets of Mishnah, it's tummy. It's explicit verses. That a frog is tar. That blood is forbidden. Things like that, that would be permitted, even though he's drunk. So to Allah Dal, the Mutal Ashika Lalama Torah. It's also permitted for a drunk to teach Torah. Even if he's teaching halachas and midrashic interpretations. But again, as long as he's not giving a ruling. Now, the problem is, but let's say he was a sage that was established for his rulings. Lo Yalama, he shouldn't even teach Shalimud Hairahi because his teaching is a ruling and everyone follows whatever he says. So then he shouldn't even teach. Now, Halacha Hay qualifies what is the status of the inebriation and of the content of what he's drinking. Let's say he drank exactly a revis of lug of wine. Now, but vahiba mayim kosher, there was a little bit of water in there. Or he slept a little bit. Or he walked after it, the amount of the mill. Then the wine has already dissipated. Now, the thing is, however, if he drank more than the revis, afilu mazik, even though it's diluted, and sheinas ma'at, he slept a little, or had derech, if he does one of those two, sleeping a little bit or walking, which we said before would be helpful to dissipate the wine, that's only revis. But if he actually drank more than revis, then those things actually may see from Mishnah Kriz, actually increases intoxication if he sleeps a little bit and he's like, oh man, it's really settling in, or if he's walking. Ella rather, in those situations, if he drank more than revis, yisha lafi hashikris actually shah Mishnah Kriz shum dabish abayim, then he should wait accordingly to the amount of how drunk he was until there's no remnant of his intoxication at all. Now, Allah above qualifies, so how does this actually have an application in regards to when the Kohen could drink or not? Because as it relates to their doing the Avodah. So Allah above tells us, Anshi Mishmar, the men of the Mishmar, which we said the Kama split into 24 Mishmaris, each Mishmar had a week, and then in that Mishmar, each Beis Av had a day. So Anshi Mishmar return Lishtas Yain Balela. So the men of the Mishmar, meaning the Kohanim in general, are permitted to drink wine at nighttime. Now, Avalebi Meshabbatim, but not during their week itself, which they're on service for that week. And Vafel Shabbat, the Avashal Mishmar. And even the other families, which are, each one has a specific day, even the other families of that Mishmar, She'ina Badasim Hayam, which their service is not this day, it's Monday and their service is on Wednesday, doesn't make a difference. Maybe it's going to be way this, the work load of that day is going to be so overwhelming for that family. They're going to need other men from their mishmer from that, at least that week to assist them, and therefore this person, this kind, cannot be drunk. Now, but what's in addition is the people of that base of that day, then they're not allowed to drink not only during the daytime, they cannot drink even at the nighttime. So although we said the Anshe Mishmer, which we said is the people of the Mishmer, that they're allowed to drink at nighttime, but we said they cannot drink during the daytime, that's from the Mishmer. But the Beis Av itself, not only cannot drink during the daytime, but even the night before. And the reason is, Shem Yishta Balayla, because maybe he's going to drink at nighttime, but Yashkan Avodas, he's going to get up in the morning to do the service which he has to do. And we're concerned maybe, someone else from the same Mishmer, we're not that concerned, but that family itself, which he's going to get up and do it, maybe the wine has not yet removed itself from him, and therefore that's going to be a problem, so he's not allowed to drink not only during the daytime, but even the previous night. Now, regarding as it applies actually in today's times, any kind that knows which Mishmer his family is from, and even knows which specific sub-family, now, Hayoim or not the Gir Savim, but he knows which day is the day that his family actually would do that Avodah. So Asla Lishas Yen Kol Ayim. So that specific day, it's forbidden for him to drink wine that whole day. Because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, and he's going to have to do that Avodah right this day. Now, Hayedeim is a Mishmah who Be'in Yamaka Beis Avashalai. Let's say he knows which Mishmah he's from, but he doesn't know which specific sub-family he's from. So Asla Lishas Kol Ayis HaShabbos, Shemishmah Ata Avnimba. So he's not drink that whole week, that Mishmah would do the Avodah, because maybe he's on that Monday or Tuesday, whichever day of the week it is, and he would have to do that later. Now, let's say he didn't recognize not week he's from, not which day he's from. And so he has no clue. It could be any day of the year. So really logic would dictate that he cannot drink any day of the year, because Beis HaMikdash might be rebuilt, and you're on board to do it today. But actually, this problem, which now the Mishmar is all mixed up, is actually his takan, actually is allowing him to. He could always drink. Because he can't do that by the anyway until it gets established what subfamily is from and what Mishmar is from, and because of that, he wouldn't be able to do it anyway. So therefore, kalkulasi is takanasai, and therefore he actually could drink any day of the year as a kohen. Halacha ches, another, we just spoke about shtui yain, of the prohibition of having drunk wine and doing that vaida. Another related halacha is kohen shegidl sa'arai. If a kohen has where his hair is overgrown, usle the kondesman is begel, he's now entered from the area of the altar and inner. The nichnas of avodah, he entered and he did that vaida. Chayiv misa b'deish ha'am, love for death at the hand of heaven, kashikah shavad, just like we said regarding the drunk who did that vaida. The pasuk says in Yechezkel, comparing the two of them, it says the yain lo yishtaku kain, and the kain should not be drinking wine. The roshim lo yigalechu, they shouldn't shave their head. Ufer lo yishalechu, and they should not have their hair grow wild. So it's comparing them. Mashtu yain b'misa, just like we just established before, if he's intoxicated with wine, he's chayv misa. Af magud lefer b'misa, so if his hair grow wild, he's also chayv misa. Now lo chates. Now, but the impurur harosh mechal na veda. Although we said regarding the shtui yain that he's also going to desecrate the avodah, but the kohen who has his hair growing wild is not going to be mechal avodah, because the fact that we're comparing them is only regarding the misa. That's what the pasuk is comparing them, but it's not comparing it regarding the chil of the avodah. So av pishul b'misa, although yes, the pirush is liable for death, but if it does secure his service that he did would be valid. Now halacha yud, k'shem she'ena kahan muzar naliyayin. Just like, and we're comparing the two further, just like a kohen is not prescribed of drinking wine el b'shat b'yil ha'mikdash only when the time when he's entering to the Beis HaMikdash, so too, this prohibition of having long hair is only when he's entering into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, when we say that, that's by kohen headed by a regular kohen. Of a kohen gadol, but regarding the high priest, he's not allowed to have long hair. The kohen begadav and to tear his garments la'olam at any point in time. Because he's always in the Beis HaMikdash. His head, they should not let it grow wild, his hair, and his garments should not tear, and that's at all times. Now, halachah aleph. So, qualifying this isser of gidl sar, says the Rambam, kamhu gidl para. How much is considered overgrown here? So, it's shleishim yom kenazir, 30 days of here, like the way is the shear of a nazir, that he has to let his hair grow long. Kishnema, but it says, by the nazir, by midbar, gadl para sar roishai, he has to let his hair grow long. Now, ba'in aziz, b'chuz b'shleishim yom, because it says, yeah, which is the gematria is 30, that a nazir, his growing long is not less than 30 days. So, you see that Gidl Pera is 30 days. Lafikach, they have a coin, hedger, oivet. If you have the common coin who's doing that, but megalech, b'shalashmim, as they have a seer cod, every 30 days. Now, parenthetical to the coin about cutting his hair, so loch yibbez, the anshi mishmer, the men of that mishmer of that week, the kan from the 24 groups, which every group was by a week, asun l'sab l'chabes b'shabbatim. In their week that they're doing that, voida, they're not allowed to cut their hair or wash their clothing during that week. The reason is, we don't want them coming into the Mishmer when they're in a state of disgrace, when they're unkempt and not well-groomed. So if they're going to come in and they're not going to be able to do it, rather they're going to make sure to cut their hair and to bathe themselves and to wash their clothing before they come up to the Beis HaMikdash to do their avodah that week. Now, halacha yigimel, continue on this. Let's say someone his week finished in middle of Yom Tov in Chol HaMoed, then he's allowed to cut his hair on the Yom Tov. So although generally we don't allow that because we have the same halacha in Hilchas Yom Tov that we want the people to go ahead and have groomed themselves beforehand, but here he couldn't do it the week before because he was in the middle of his mishmeres. So then he could do it even on in the Chol HaMoed. Avim Shalma be'ev regel. Let's say his mishmer ended before the Yom Tov. Let's say Yom Tov is on Sunday night, on Monday. So he could cut his hair on Sunday because his mishmer finishes on Shabbos. So then in Megalech el be'ev regel, then he can't cut his hair on Chol HaMoed, you can only do it on the eve before the Yom Tov. Halacha yudalad, din kriy begadim, the halacha of having torn garments, which is another one of these halachas, which we spoke about, that of drinking wine, which we spoke about comparing that to his hair growing unkempt. Another halacha is din kriy begadim, regarding having torn garments, b'din p'rish, and having his hair grow wild, echru, they're the same. Shemak says in the pasuk, in Vayikra, Rashechem lo tifro, your hair should not grow wild. Vigdechem lo tifro, your garments you shouldn't tear, but lo shouldn't die. Ha'im Ovid, what the inference is, but if he does do the Avoda, Bukru Begadim, and he has torn garments, Chayim Misa B'Deish Shemayim is liable for having the hands of heaven. Avad Bishav Adosik Sheir V'Lechila, although his Avoda is actually going to be valid, and it didn't desecrate it, like we said regarding Pura Roish and Halacha Test, which the Pasuk is comparing the two of them. Halacha Test Vav says, Rambam Yirole, it appears to me, Shekol Koyin HaKosh L'Avoda, that any Koyin who is fit to do the Avoda, and that's specific, because it's that ability to do that. If he does enter to the area from the altar and more inner towards the base of Mikdash, and he's doing this, just entering in a state of intoxication, meaning either he drank wine, that measurement, or he's intoxicated from whatever other beverage it is, or whatever it is that he imbibed, or he has his hair growing wild, or the third one, or if he has his garments torn, the way you tear for a dead person, which is the share of a tefach of a handbrev. Even though he didn't do the avoda, his alik is going to get lashes. Why? Since he's fit to do the avoda, and he's entering at a time when the service is done. In such a state of disgrace, and he's forewarned not to come in like that, and therefore he gets lashes. Look at the Zayin. Now, within the nichnas kochem and the zbech lefnim, the halach of someone who enters into the area of the altar and within, like we had mentioned up until this point, and within hayoyitz misham, and someone who leaves from there, echru are the same. As Rambam says, Kitzah also. Let's say he drinks the quarter leg of wine. He drinks it over there inside. Or he tears his garment there and leaves. Look, it's the same thing. Just like he gets lashed for coming in like that, he gets lashed for leaving like that. Let's say he does that void when he's leaving. We said, when you do that void in that state, you're not only violating Esther, you're also going to be chayv misa, even if he's doing it when he's leaving. Coming and going is the same thing. So it is forbidden for every single person, being coin, being yisol, whether coin or not a coin, the kanes la mikdash kula mitchilas es yisol of them, to enter into the base of mikdash in its entire complex, starting from the ezas yisrael, which is the yisrael culture, which is really what we call the azara, and within kishush tu yain, when he's in the state of having drunk wine or shikur, or he's intoxicated, or he has his hair overgrown in a state of disgrace, or he has torn garments, ava bishayin b'azara, although he does not have this negative prohibition. She'en ze kavod u'mayr, but it's not dignified and it's not awesome. Labayis hagadol v'kadosh, to the holy and great house. She comes by menuvah to come in the state of disgrace, and therefore it's forbidden for a person to come like that. Av Yisrael shegidol sarei, but if Yisrael has long hair, achenasa machlefes, but that it turns over, meaning it's like a weave. But the holy derech nivul wasn't in a state of disgrace. Then Harizim Mutal consolates Yisrael, then even though he has long hair, then he is permitted to go into the courtyard of the Yisrael, even with his hair like that.